It is 11:11. Shortly after taking office as Virginia's 74th governor over the weekend, Glenn Youngkin issued 9 executive orders, one of which ends the statewide COVID-19 mask mandate in K-12 schools beginning Monday, January 24th. That order specified parents have the right to exempt their children from such mandates. Joining us live as we dig a little deeper, Stephen Farnsworth, professor of political science at the University of Mary Washington. Professor, always great to have you. Many school districts, especially in Northern Virginia, have said that they're going to ignore that executive order. Does the governor actually have the authority to do this? And what's the fallout for parents, teachers, and school districts?
Well, like any contentious issue in American politics, this is going to end up in a courtroom. The mandate may or may not be consistent with the governor's authority. And so those communities like Arlington County and Richmond City that have already said that they will keep their mask mandates in place will be challenged, I'm sure, as well as the governor's order itself.
This is certainly giving him more of a national profile. I mean, he's getting played on cable TV, on the networks. Are you surprised that this was one of his first actions, or did he sort of signal that he was going to be doing this?
Well, most politicians try to keep the promises that they make during the campaigns, especially the high visibility ones, because they'll be attacked if they don't. And so it seemed quite likely that right out of the gate, the new governor would do something with respect to dealing with the issues of mask mandates in schools, as well as the critical race theory. It's what you do when you're a governor. But it's not clear exactly what authority that the governor has in these areas. We are really in an unprecedented environment here with COVID. And so that's why these decisions will end up in front of the courts. And the ultimate decision will be made by judges.
How common is it to see something like this from a brand new legislator? Obviously, these are issues, as you said, that he promised during the campaign. And frankly, many people will say these are the issues that helped get him elected.
Right. And that's what you have to do. Remember, Virginia governors can only serve one consecutive term. And so it's really important for any new governor to hit the ground running. They only have so much time. And in the case of Governor Youngkin, he may very well, with the redistricting, be in a difficult environment with the House of Delegates 2 years from now. And so the situation that he has now, a Republican majority in the House of Delegates, may be temporary. And, of course, the Democratic majority in the Senate will be there to block some of his actions if they have to go through the legislature.
Well, I guess we're just getting started. Stephen Farnsworth, professor of political science at the University of Mary Washington, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.